What is madness? Is it the turning of a mind from ordinary to extraordinary? Or the silent way a heart screams in yearning, depicting its descent into darkness after ravenous vultures have torn it to shreds? I would contend both and none simultaneously. Why? Well, I would argue that Hamlet's fight for revenge got the better of him, and his own clever display of madness became so vivid, so compelling, that he started to believe in its own intrigue, to the point where his ordinary mind reached a further grasp of reality that turned the pretended delusions into reality. But Ophelia's part in Hamlet's mental decline cannot be disregarded. Her own madness and suicide was the catalyst which drags the drama towards its conclusion. It was inevitable. However, in some ways, there is no meaning to the madness, since the outcome is the same in all cases. Death. Shakespeare's depiction of tragedy is truly simple in its form. But is death truly tragic? Isn't the continuation of living life, oblivious to the descent into insanity, far more frightening than the peace dying brings? You don't agree? You never agree with any point I make during the lectures. Why is that? Oh, I'm being a pretentious asshole again, am I? Fuss est ab oste docere. Yes. One should learn even from one's enemies. I don't believe my ears. Is that a laugh I hear? Yes, that was quite a smooth transition from Shakespeare to Ovid. I'm glad you finally find something I've said amusing. Yes. Indeed. There truly must be something rotten in the state of Denmark. If I get you to laugh. Now, where were we? Ah, Medusa. Would you like to begin? Good. I see. Interesting. No. It's nothing. No, I'm just amused by your reasoning. Well, the fact that Medusa was a victim and her actions don't depict descent into madness is faulty all on its own. I mean, she turns men into stone statues because of vengeance, for God's sake. How does that not showcase madness? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Am I right? Huh? Poseidon is the mad one. How is that? If he wasn't so caught up in his own grandeur, he would realize how his actions affect the mortals, especially the women he wronged?